Okay, we're going to start from the Mishnah on Chav Bet Amud Bet. The Mishnah is about to embark, going through all the possible permutations of someone who loses a chatat, or someone who loses money that he set aside for a chatat. And through that, to teach us what the dinim are, and focus on the machloket, the rabbi and the rabbonim. We mentioned it yesterday in the Gemara, here it is in the Mishnah, this machloket about at what point do we say that a chatat is meita, and what point do we say that a chatat is tereh ad shetistev, that goes out to graze until it gets a mumenet. So mafrish chatat ve'avda. First name was mafrish a chatat, he separated an animal to be a chatat, and it got lost. V'hi kriv acheret tachteha. Then he brings another chatat in its place. V'achar kach nimtzei tarishona. After that point, he finds the original chatat, tamut. Over there it dies, because now we're talking post-kapara, talking about after he's already attained kapara by another animal. Therefore, the first animal goes the mita. Mita, we've discussed many times here in the Masechta, means that konsino to the kippah, put it into a corral, and you withhold mazon v'mayin from it, and it dies. Hamafrish ma'ot l'chatuto. Here the Mishnah indicates to us that money set aside has the same din as the animal, which is person who separates money to purchase a chatat, ve'avdu, and then they get lost. Priv chatat tachtehem, and then he brings another chatat in their place. And then he finds the monies after he's already been nitkaper with another chatat. They get taken to Yam HaMelech. In Mishnayot, Yam HaMelech is the equivalent of complete destruction of any item. Anything that is put in Yam HaMelech does not survive. It gets consumed by the salt water that's there, and it will no longer exist. So they use the term Yam HaMelech for getting rid of anything that you're not allowed to get hana from, and we don't want to exist anymore. So here we see ma'ot, that you separate, monies that you separated for a chatat, and a chatat itself have the same din. Just the chatat is meita, and the equivalent for monies is that you put it in Yam HaMelech, if you were nitchaper with another chatat. Now, the other cases. Amifrish ma'ot l'chatat ve'avdu. Takes out monies for a chatat, and they get lost. Bifrish ma'ot acheiro tachtehem. Now he takes another pile of money out, in order to replace the original. V'lo hispik likach chatat mehem, it is not successful to buy another chatat, ad shenimtzei tarishonot, until he finds the first monies. Yavi mi'elu umi'elu chatat. What he does is he pools the money, and he buys with the pooled money a chatat. V'ashar, whenever is the remainder after that, iplu the nidava. Go to be nidvat zibur olot for the zibur. Now, iplu the nidava is the din, what's called mutar chatat. Anything that's left over with a chatat goes to nidava. The difference or the distinction that the Mishnah is drawing here is between something that is called motar chatat and that's something that is a chatat shekipru ba'aleha. In an instance where the ba'alim got kapara through another chatat, then whatever's left over is not called motar chatat. That's called chatat shekipru ba'aleha. You got your kapara through something else. These were separately designated for a chatat, and therefore they are meita or they go to Yam HaMelech. On the other hand, here where he pooled the resources and he made it into one entity, then what's left over is called motar chatat. It's not called chatat shekibru ba'aleha, but rather motar chatat. So the suggestion of the Mishnah is, in this instance, if you were to just use the monies of one of them, then the monies of the other would become problematic. So by pooling the monies together, you create a single entity to purchase the chatat, and with the remainder, it becomes a motar chatat. Hamafrish ma'ot l'chatato v'avdu. Person separates out monies for his chatat, and then they got lost. Now here, instead of separating out new monies, v'ifrish chatat techteyem, he actually takes an animal as a chatat in their place. Lo yispik l'hakriva ad shenimtzu ha'ma'ot. He doesn't bring the chatat on the mizbeach until he finds the original monies that he had separated out. Harei chatat balat mum. If the chatat becomes a bal mum, timacher, you sell it. V'avi me'elu me'elu chatat. Then together you pull the resources again, and you bring it as a chatat, v'ashar yiplu l'nidava. Obviously the diok out of here is, avalim haitat mima. If it actually was a tmima, then tikarev, v'hi uvamot yachud Yam HaMelech. Then that animal will go on the mizbeach, and the monies would go to Yam HaMelech, v'kipu abalim v'acheret. V'hon chanach aliba derabi. Rashi is just pointing out, this is the Gemara is going to say in a second, all these bavot of the Mishnah are liba de Rabbi, because Rabbi says that even if you find the animal prior to the kapara, if you have both of them there, you make a choice to put one of them in Zbech, the other one is the mito. That's what we're seeing over here. If you have a choice between them, one of them goes to the mita. If you're able to pull the resources, then the shar yiplu the nidava. And that's the first half of this Mishnah. Next case in the Mishnah is, Amar Frish Chatat, person here separates out an animal for Chatat, Vavda, and got lost. V'ifrish ma'ot tafteh. Now, to replace it, he takes out money. So, thinking about the cases we've had so far, we had animal, money, and now we just did a case where he did money and then separated an animal. Now we're doing animal and separating it out money to replace it. V'lo yispik likach mehen chatat ad shenimtza chatato, ad shenimtet chatato. He's not successful at being makriv those ma'ot until he finds the original chatat. Varihi balat mum. And here it's a balat mum now. Timacher v'yavi me'elu me'elu chatat. You sell it, and from the combined, the pooled resources, you bring a chatat. V'ashar yiplu l'nidava. This bubble in the Mishnah is very similar to what we saw in the first Mishnah in the Perek. So obviously over here you have to discuss the fact that it was a balat mum after the fact, not prior to the fact, so you don't end up with tarte liriyuta. Next case is mafrish chatato v'avda. Frish acheret tachteha. Now he's mafrish chatat, gets lost. Takes out another chatat in its place. Lo hispik l'akiva ad shenim tzeit rishuna. He wasn't successful at putting on the mizbeach until he found the first one. Barish tehem. Balat mum. They both have mumim in them. Imachru. Both of them are sold. Ve'avi mi'elu me'elu chatat. And you pull the resources and you bring a chatat from the pooled resources. Vashar yiplu dinit dava. That's the final case where you have two animals. They both end up in front of you, but they're both balim mumim. So you sell them, and with the proceeds, you bring a single chatat. Next case is amifrish chatat ve'avda. He separates out a chatat, he gets lost. Ve'afrish acher tartei. He takes out a replacement for it. Lo hispik la'kivashim tzeit rishona. It does not put it on the Mizbeach until he finds the first one. Hayush tehem tmimot. Now we have the case where they're both in front of us. They're both tmimot. What do we do with them? Kat mehem tikrav chatat. One of them is put on the Mizbeach as a chatat. Vashnia tamut. Second one is put to death. Divrei Rabbi. This is the famous sheet of Rabbi that we've been discussing until now, which is Rabbi says, it's irrelevant when it got lost and found. As long as you have been mitkaper with one, the other one is automatically the mita. Period. There's nothing to discuss. On the other hand, the Chachamim omrim en chatat meita. The only time a chatat is meita is shenimtzeit me'achar shekipru abalim. The only time that you have a chatat meita is when the animal that was lost shows up after the balim have already attained kapara. But if it's found before the balim attained kapara, I mean they're both sitting in front of us, then one of them is the korban, the other one is tere achi stev. Ve'namot holchim liyamamelach, and the same will be true with monies. Only when the monies are found after the balim attained kapara in another manner, in that case will the monies be placed to Yam HaMelech. But otherwise, the monies will become mutar chatat. Hamafrish chatat, varihi balat mum, v'yiz mafrish chatat, and it itself is a balat mum uchra, v'yavi b'dameh acheret, and you replace it. Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Shimon Omer, this is an amazing shita. Im karvashnia, ad shalon nishchata arishona, tamut, shvar kipru abalim. It's an amazing sheet of Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Shimon. The first statement says, if one has a chatat that got the mum in it, then you sell it to someone to use the chulin. They can do whatever they want with it. You take those monies and then you purchase a new chatat with it. According to the Chachamim, that animal that's chulin is no longer relevant in the world of Kodoshim. It's nothing to speak about. You got rid of it, it's chulin now. The monies that you have are Kodesh. You transfer the Kedusha onto the money. You bring that on the Mizbeach. You bring that chatat on the Mizbeach. Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Shimon says that that animal that you sold retains a certain connection to the original chatat. And that means that if you sell it for chulin to someone else, and then you bring your chatat on the mizbeach with the proceeds, if you beat the person who bought it for chulin, if you put on the mizbeach first, you beat him to shecht it, then that animal becomes problematic. He can no longer shecht the chulin. That's chatat shekipru ba'aleha, and it retains the shem chatat even in the chulin. It's an amazing shita that retains a certain amount of kedusha, even though now it's chulin. That's Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Shimon's opinion. We won't get that today. That'll be on tomorrow's daf. We'll deal with that shito. So now, to your question, Tzvi. The Mishnah has so many cases. Again, in the Mishnayot of the Mishnah, these are new numerous Mishnayot. But in some of the cases, you can be Midayik, like the Rabbanon. Some of the cases, you can be Midayik, like Rabbi. And that is, Taimodi kriv acheret tachteha. The reason that we have a problem here is because you were makriv another one in its place. Halo kriv hacheret tachteha, roeh. Had you not been makriv something else in its place, it would have been able to graze mani rabbonon hi. That sounds like the rabbonon damrei avuda b'shat afrasha roeh. That if it's on vuda at the time that it was mufrash, then it's roeh. It's only after you get kapara that it's a problem. That's in the first two cases. The first two cases says mafrish chatat v'avda. And then he kriv hacheret tachteha. He was makriv another korban and then found it. He found it after he attained kapara. And the same thing with the ma'ot. He found the original ma'ot after he attained kapara. In that case, it says tamut. The diuk you would make from that is, if the animal was found prior to your getting kapara, that it wouldn't be the mita, and that's shitat chachamim. That's from the first two cases in the Mishnah, you'd be mitayeh, collect the chachamim. On the other hand, where it says, hey, maseifa, what are you going to do with the next cases in the Mishnah? Hamafrish ma'ot lechatat ve'avdu. He's mafrish monies for the chatat, and they got lost. Vifrish ma'ot acherot tachtehem. And then afterwards, he's mafrish other monies to replace them. Yavi mi'elu umi'elu. He has to combine them, pull the resources to buy a chatat. Vashar yipul nidava, and the remainder will go to be a mutar chatat nidava. Taima. The reason that this works over here is because he brought him mi'elu me'elu. He pulled the resources. Ha, had he not pulled the resources, hevi me'achad mehen, had he not pulled the resources, the reason we're telling you to pull the resources is because if you don't, you'll run into a problem. If you don't pull the resources, you're going to have one of them be a chatat, sheni, yochu, the Yom HaMelech. The remaining monies will go to Yom HaMelech. This is even before attaining kapara. You found both piles of money before you did anything. Both piles of money are sitting in front of you, and we're telling you, pull those resources and buy one chatat. Because if you don't, then one of those piles will become a chatat, the other pile will go to Yom HaMelech. That's exactly like Rabbi. So then, Atan Rabbi. Damur avuda bishat afrasha. If it's lost prior to kapara, meita. Resha rabbanon. V'seifa Rabbi. The first two cases in the Mishnah sound like the chachamim. The remaining cases are meduyak, like Rabbi. So is that inconsistency in the Mishnah? The Gemara says, anicho the Rav Huna. And truthfully, Rav Huna and Rabbi Yava are going to come up. The Gemara is going to say gufa, that halfway through the next Amud, and explain to us Rav Huna's position and Rabbi Yava's position. But in order to understand this part of the Gemara, you need to know their positions already. So Gemara will give us a little window into their positions, and we'll explicate on it. Which is, Amar Rav Huna, Amar Rav. Hakol modim, everybody agrees. Everybody agrees here is, not only does Rebbe say that it goes to the mita, even the Rabbana would agree it goes to the mita. That if a person has in front of them two chatot, and he decides to put one of them is be'ach, the remaining one is the mita. Rebbe says that, we know that's his opinion in the Mishnah. The Chachami will agree with Rabbi, where you didn't come to ask a psach halacha. If you took it into your own hands, and you decide which of those chatot to put on his be'ach, the other one is automatically in the mita. Because Dacha acheret biyadayim. It's as if you did dichui biyadayim. That gali date delo ichpat leimino. You don't really care about this other animal. Because you went and put on a chatat, and you didn't ask what you should do, what the circumstances should be here. No matter which animal you put on, whether it was the one that was lost, or whether it's the one that you were mafrish in its place, either one of those you put on the mizbech, the other one is lamita, even according to the chachamim. So now you understand how you can explain the entire Mishnah according to the chachamim. So mishkacha lo akigon shemashach achad mehen v'ikriv. That the sefer where he says like Rabbi, that can even be explained according to the chachamim, because for instance you had two piles of money here. We said in the Mishnah you have to pull them. Otherwise what's going to happen? If you put one of them on the mizbech, the other one is going to be liyam hamelach. So he said that's like Rabbi who says even before kapara, if you make a decision, it goes liyam hamelach. We could say now even this is the chachamim. Because Rav Huna says the chachamim agree in a case where you didn't ask a shaila. So he has the two piles of money in front of him. He doesn't ask a shayla. He puts one of them on the mizbeach. The other is going to go the mita, even according to the chachamim. So according to Rav Huna, I can have a consistent Mishnah here, which is the chachamim will be the authors of the Mishnah through and through. They're the authors of the Mishnah in the first two cases, which we say were duyak, like the Rabbanan. But even the cases that we thought were like Rabbi, we can now explain according to the chachamim, because the chachamim do agree to Rabbi in certain instances. Those instances are where you don't ask a shayla and you just are makriv one of them. So that'll be the explanation of the remainder of the Mishnah. Those are cases where you didn't ask a shayla and you put one of them on the mizbeach. Even the chachamim would agree. Problem is, Ela, the Rabbi Avod, Amarav. Damar, akom mudim mit kaper b'she'enu avuda. Everybody agrees that you have the two of them in front of you. And now you want to pick which one to put on the mizbeach. If you're mit kaper with the one that was brought afterwards, in the replacement, then Shavuda Meita, the one that was lost, goes to Mita. Alma Nechluku, the machloket between Rabbi and the Chachamim is a better case, but mitkaper ba'avuda, a case where you use the lost one as the Korban Chatat. The Rebbe Savar Mafrish Libud Kibud Dami, that when you mafrish the second one to replace it, it's the equivalent of being a lost animal. Even though it was never lost, since it was taken out to replace a lost animal, it has the same status as a lost animal, and it's the Mita. Rabbanan Savre, Lav Kibud Dami, there's a lost animal, And there's a replacement animal. The replacement animal does not have the same din as the lost animal. The lost animal would be the mita if it was left over. But over here, you put that on the mizbech as a chatat. So if you put it on the mizbech as a chatat, then the replacement animal goes out ro'ah chistei because it was never lost. So then how does he explain our Mishnah? There's no way he can make the Mishnah consistent in Rabbanan's opinion. Because even the Rabbanan, when they agree to Rabbi, they only agree when it's she'en avuda that went on the mizbech. The replacement went on the mizbech. But our Mishnah makes no distinction about which pile of money you use. It says there, elu ve'elu, you pull them together. And if you don't pull them together, you have a problem. It doesn't distinguish and say, well, it depends which pile of money you put on the mizbech, or which animal you put on the mizbech. No such distinction is drawn in the Mishnah. And therefore, it's a problem for Rabbi Ava how to get a consistent author to the Mishnah. Puna can come up with Rabbanan being a consistent author of the Mishnah, but Rabbi Ava cannot do this. So Reisha Stamlan Kirabana. Seifa Stamlan Kirabi. According to Rabbi Ava, the Reisha is Rabbanan, and the Seifa is Rabbi. Umay Kamash Valon. So what are you going to tell me now that the Mishnah, yes, exactly, that's the case, that we're learning from this, the Pligi Rabbi Rabbanan. So that Rabbi and Rabbanan argue in our Mishnah, and that's why you have some Mishnah like Rabbi, some Mishnah like Rabbanan to teach you that there is such a machloket. Behejia ketani lo, machloket. Rabbi v'Rabbanan b'seifa. We have that explicitly mentioned. It's not that we have to infer that from the Mishnayot and say, oh, that's Shitat Rabbi, this is Shitat Chachamim. The Mishnah in the end gives you the machloket between Rabbi and Rabbanan as a summary. Mafrish chatat v'avda v'frish acher takta v'achakach nimzeta rishona. You're mafrish one chatat, you lost it. You find it after you've taken a replacement, but before you've had kapara, harishteim amol dot, they're both standing in front of you now, atmeche achat mehem tikrav, v'shnia tamot, divri rabbi. V'mi yomim en chatat meita, el shenimtzeit me'achar shekipru balim. V'im alot holchot liyam ha-melach, el shenimtzu me'achar shekipru balim. So you have it, explicitly, that they have a machloket. So why do you need the Mishnah to give you inconsistent bavot in order to teach you about the machloket? We have it mentioned explicitly. So it says that that's exactly what it's teaching us. The Kamash Malon, Dover Zeh Machloket Rabbi Rabbanan. Bavot are being laid out in a way to teach us this is the Machloket between Rabbi and the Rabbanan. The Sikkum at the end is basically a summary of the fact that there are differences in opinions. And why the Mishnayot look different is because of that Sikkum at the end. That comes to let us know what you saw until now. Yes, you were Mentayek until now that there were differences. You're right. You know what those differences stem from? They stem from the fact that there is a Machloket Rabbi and the Rabbanan. So that's how Rabbi Abba is going to have to explain the Mishnah. So in conclusion, Rav Huna will have a consistent author to the Mishnah, which is the Rabbanan, and Rabbi Abba will have the Mishnayot to be inconsistent, which is Rabbanan will be the first two cases, Rabbi will be the other cases. We already know that they argue later on the Mishnah, but that's explanation of what happened until now. The end of the Mishnah, which says there's a Machloket Rabbi Rabbanan, is explaining to us why there's a difference in the first Mishnayot versus the other Mishnayot. Rashi does bring down a Lashon Rishonim. I'm not going to do it, just so you know. The Rashi has a slightly different nuanced version of Rav Huna's position over here. It's not so different or so worthwhile to delve into, but just so you know that Rashi does have that alternative over here in explaining the position of Rav Huna. Right now, Gufa. Now the Gemara goes back to understand Rav Huna and Rabbi Abba. Amar Rav Huna, Amar Rav, kolom kol modim shimashach achat. If he makes a decision without asking a shayla to put one of them on his mizbeach, v'kriva, shel shniya meita, automatically the second one goes out to meita. Lo nechlaku ela babal limalech. If he comes to ask us a question, he comes to ask, which one should I put on the mizbeach? The Rabbi savar, lo asu takana b'kodoshim. Rabbi says that we don't have a decision-making process by which we're going to do the best thing for kodoshim over here. V'amrina lech itkaper b'shein avuda. Avuda meita, we say to him, listen, the best of the options here is to take the one that was the replacement, because it never got lost. It never had any questions surrounding it. Therefore, put that one on Mizbech. The lost one? That'll be the Mita. We don't worry about the lost one. It was lost. Now you found it. Nitkapruva Akaret. Put the other one on the Mizbech. This one goes the Mita. Rabbanan Zavri. Asuta Kanabe Kodashim. That we do look at the total picture here when it comes to Kodashim. Amrein Aleichit Kaper Babuda. Go ahead and be Mitkaper with the lost one. Because if you do that, she'ein avuda tireh, then the one that was never lost will go out to graze because it never had that negative factor surrounding it, that it was lost. So therefore we advise him to take the avuda and put that as the chatat, make the decision to make that the chatat, because you will benefit from that, that we don't have to put any of them to death. The takana is that if you have two of them in front of you, they were going to tell you to opt to do a somewhat suboptimal choice, because in the end, that will benefit you in totality. The korban that was lost, we're going to let you put on the mizbech as the chatat, even though that's not the better choice. The better choice here is to take the replacement and put on the mizbech, because it was never lost. There was never anything that was wrong with it. So that would be the optimal choice, would be put that one on the Mizbech. Nevertheless, we tell you put the suboptimal choice on the Mizbech, which is the Chatat that was lost, because if you do that, if you make that decision, you'll save the second Chatat. That'll save the second Chatat because it won't go to Mita. Rabbi says, no, we tell you, take the optimal choice, which take the replacement. And then what's going to happen to the first one? Lamita, fine, that's what happens. So the takana here is, do we tell you to make a somewhat suboptimal choice in order to save the Chatat?
I don't understand. The guy didn't go to Beis Din, but he still makriv the morning.
Yeah, it goes to Mita. Because there we say, as Rashi said earlier, it shows that he really didn't care. It just shows that he was dichubi yadayim. He didn't really care to ask us or to figure out what was the best choice here. That's understanding the position according to Ravuna, the reason behind their positions. So Rabbanan Sari Asuta Kanavakojim, Arminan Lech, Itkaper Babuda, Shein Avuda Tir'eh. Go ahead and put the avud on the Mizbeach, the inferior one on the Mizbeach, because then the in avuda will survive and you'll be able to put it out to the Ro'eh and then become Motar Chatat. Now, motive Rav Mesharshia. Velo Asuta Kanavakodoshim. Is that really true that there is no such concept as takana b'kodeshim v'atanya? We have a braita. Now the braita is not related to our case at all, but it shows you that we have this concept called takana b'kodeshim. And the question is, doesn't Rabbi hold of this concept because we find it in other places? This is talking about sheyarei amincha, the leftovers of a mincha. It says, v'noteret mimena, the leftovers of a mincha, after you put the komets on the mizbeach, yochlu aron uvanav, are given to the kohanim to eat. The leftovers of mincha, the kohanim are entitled to eat. So it says in the pasuk, "Noteri yemena yochlu aron ubanav." And then it says, "Bechatzar omoed yochluha." The Gemara here thinks that bechatzar omoed yochluha, that yochluha is extraneous because it just said yochlu. What's yochluha? So they think the hay is extraneous. That hay is going to come to teach us something. Which is yochlu matol malomer. When you take the word yochluha and you break it down into yochlu. And to yochluha, yochlu matam alomer lameid shimhaita achila mu'etet. If the sharia mincha were not sufficient for everybody there to eat and feel satisfied, ochlim ima chulin v'tshuma. Then you eat other items beforehand to get filled up, in order that you will eat the korban ala sova. Kedei sheid nehelet ala sova, so that you'll eat it in a satisfied state. This the Gemara learns out from the fact that you have to eat the mashcha ba'am, that has to be done derech mishicha, it has to be eaten in a princely, a kingly way, which is to eat when you are satisfied. Same way that we eat the Korban HaPesach, the same thing. If you have too many people in the Korban HaPesach, you have to eat, you bring a chagiga to dalet in order to fill everybody up before they eat the Korban HaPesach. Versus if you have very few people on it, they can eat the Korban HaPesach in order to fill themselves up. Yochluha. Now when you add the hay in, what is that, Matam Adomar? Shimaita achila miruba. If you have a lot to eat, I mean a lot of food here, a lot of menecha here, ain't ochlim ima chulin v'chuma. You don't eat other things, so that you don't become full, and then you eat it in a state of being that you don't even want to eat it. You have to reach the point in time where it's enjoyable to eat, but not where you're too full that you don't enjoy eating it anymore. My love, who's the author of this Mishnah? I would have thought Afilu Rabbi could be the author of this Mishnah. If it's Rabbi over here, we're saying, do something to make sure that the Kodoshim end up get eaten properly. So we do play around with the Kodoshim in order to allow the outcome to be the most beneficial or the best situation. Mar says, oh, Afilu Rabbi. So then Mar says, no, it's Rabbanon. So if the Rabbanon author the Mishnah, then they're consistent in their Shita that we always do. We do Takanoel to the Kodoshim in order to have the best outcome. So that would be consistent in Rabbanan's position. We originally thought it was Divrei Akol, would be even Rabbi. But it says, yeah, no, you can explain that Braita being according to the Rabbanan and the Rabbanan Shit L'Shitatam, not necessarily that it's Rabbi. Right, the only one question that does come up here is that you're not allowed to bring in Chulin into the Azara. So how is it here that the Kohanim are eating Chulin in the Azara? So Rashi gives one solution to the problem, is that they actually eat Chulin outside of the Azara. They eat the Chulin outside the Azara, and then they only enter the Azara afterwards when they're in that state of being somewhat satisfied, and then they eat the mincha inside the Azara, where you have to eat it, because it's Kodesh Kodashim. Kodesh Kodashim, the mincha, and they have to be eaten inside the walls of the Azara. So you deal with the chulin outside, and then you eat the Kodashim inside. That's one way to solve the problem. Tosafot brings a second way to solve the problem, which is that there is no restriction against bringing chulin into the Azara, unless shecht it, if you're trying to do avoda with that chulin. But over here, we're not doing avoda with the chulin. You bring it in for no reason, or you bring it in because you want to eat. It has nothing to do with the avoda itself, per se. Over there, there's no restriction against bringing chulin into the Azara. Restriction against chulin is when you bring in something that looks like you're going to do avoda or do avoda with it. That's problematic, because that's chulin bazara, and you are misappropriating chulin, if you can say such a thing, towards kodesh, when it wasn't properly prepared or made kodesh before you brought it in. Next is Rabbi Ava's opinion. Rabbi Ava Amar Rav, Akol Modim Mitkaper She'ena Avuda. Everybody agrees, if you make a decision to use the one that wasn't lost, She'avuda Meita, the lost one gets put to death. Amar Nechluku, Mitkaper Ba'avuda. When he was Nitkaper with the lost one, the Rabbi Savar Mafrishli Ibud Ki Ibudami. When you bring in the replacement has the same status as an animal that was lost. They have the exact same status. And therefore, it doesn't matter which one you put on the Mizbeach, the other one's going to Mita no matter what. So may as well put on the replacement because the other one's going to Mita. The second one does not have a status of Ibud, and therefore there's a difference, a qualitative difference in these animals. The Avuda is an inferior animal. The replacement is a better quality animal, and therefore it depends which one you put on the Mizbeach. It will matter now which one you put on the Mizbeach, because one of them is classified as an Avuda, one is not classified as an Avuda. It's none. Bring a Mishnah from Yoma. We brought this Mishnah yesterday from Yoma. But over there, we discussed Rabbi Yochanan's qualification of it. Today, we're going to discuss Rav's qualification of that Mishnah, which is, Asheni Yireh Ad Sheyistei. The second one goes out to graze, V'imacher, and sold, V'iplu B'damav L'Nedavah. And then, with the remaining proceeds, it's brought as a Nedavah, Ein Chatat Tzibur Meita. Because the chatat of a tzibur never dies. The case we're speaking about here is the case of Yoma. Case in Yoma where you bring the shnei se'irim. There are two se'irim that are brought for the goral. You have the goral that's placed on them. One goes la'azazel, one goes la'shem, chatat la'shem. And then something happens to one of the two se'irim. Most likely we're talking about the chatat. The chatat, the one that was la'shem, that was the chatat, all of a sudden dies. Or the blood is spilled. Something happens along here. What do you have to do? You have to replace it. How do you replace it? Let's just assume that you bring two more animals, and you throw a goral on the new animals. So now you have a new Lashem, and a new Lazazel. But you have two that are the same. You have two Azazels now. So what do you? Which one of the Azazels do you keep? And which one do you throw out and say, Yireh Ad Sheyistei? So yesterday we saw Rabbi Yochanan's opinion that the first one is Dichui, is Nidcheit, and therefore, it's the second one that becomes the real one. The new goral determines what the new animals are. That'll be Lachashem, Lachatat, and Lazazel. The original pair, one of them is gone or dead. The other one will be Yireh Ad Sheyistei. Rav has the other opinion. Rav says, Amarav, Balei Chaim Einan Didachim. Balei Chaim, as long as they're alive, they don't get pushed out from being the Korban. Therefore, Shumitkaper, B'sheni Shezug Rishon Mitkaper. You use the first animal. That means if you have two Azazels here, you'll use the first Sa'ir Lazazel, because that's still around, and it would never lost its position. So you use that one. The second Goral that you did, the second matter you did, the Hashem for Chatat, that one you put on as the Chatat. The second Azazel, what are you going to do now? You're going to Yireh Ad Sheyistei. So the Machloket between Rabbi Yochanan and Rav is about which one of the two that you have left over is used, and which one is Yireh Ad Sheyistei. Yochanan says it's the first one is Yireh Ad Sheyistei, the second one is the one that you use. Rav says the opposite. The first one you use, the second one is Yireh Ad Sheyistei. There, the Gemishna says, the reason that it doesn't die is because it belongs to the Tzibur. Had it belonged to a Yachid, what would you do in that case? It's Hai Batra. Havi like Mafrish Li'ibud. The second one that you're taking out is being Mafrish Li'ibud. We play a Rishon Shemait. If you should shnayim achirim, because that's why you brought the second. You only brought the second one because the first one died. So it's mafrish li'ibud, and what do we say? It goes li'ibud. That sounds like Rabbi. And that would be inconsistent with the Rabbanan's position. The Rabbanan say when you're mafrish to replace, then what happens to it? It goes li'ireh ad sheyistei. Yet over here it says the only reason it's not is li'ireh ad sheyistei is because it belongs to the tzibur. Had it belonged to a yachid, it would have been meito. So that's a problem over here. So now the Gemara says, my love, that this Mishnah in Yoma is afilu Rabbanon, and if that's the case, Rabbanon are inconsistent in their shita. My answer is, hello, Rabbi. That's right. That Mishnah in Yoma will have to be according to shita Rabbi, because otherwise there'll be inconsistency in the position of the Rabbanon according to Rabbi Avil. Right now, truthfully, you could have asked from the Mishnah in Yoma and our Mishnah. Our Mishnah itself gives that type of case. Rabbi Avil is only explaining our Mishnah. You could have asked on our Mishnah from the Mishnah Yoma. Tosafot explains why we could have come up with other conclusions for our Mishnah. But our Mishnah might have had other explanations, and that we could have gotten rid of the question from Yoma. Therefore, the question's only according to Rabbi Ava over here, who sets up the Mishnah in such a manner. Right now, it's not. We have a Mishnah. Mafrish chatat ve'abda. Person is mafrish chatat, got lost. V'ikriva cheret takta, tamut. And then you're makriva another one in its place, it's lemito. Taima dekriva, the ikriva. Reason is because he put on his ve'ach, halo ikriva. Had he not put on his mizbeach, tir'eh, it would go out and graze. Lo shna mitkaper ba'avuda. Lo shna mitkaper b'shein avuda. The Mishnah makes no distinction about which one you would put on the Mizbeach. Only because you found the animal after you did kapara, or you attained kapara through another animal, that's why it goes the mita. Had you not attained kapara, and now we have both of them in front of us, in that case, the diuk is that one of them will go on the Mizbeach, the other one will be re'a ad she'yistaev. Yet the Mishnah never defines for us which one goes on the Mizbeach and which one doesn't. And according to you, Rabbi Abba, it will make a difference. And according to Rabbi Huna, it also make a difference. Lo shna mashach, lo shna lo mashach. Doesn't make a difference whether he preempted and made a decision about which one to put on Mizbeach or not. And lo shna makes no difference which one he chose to put on the Mizbeach. To yufta their value. It's a question both on Rabbi Abba and Rabbi Huna. Because the deal from the Reisha indicates that it's irrelevant to the Mishnah which one you put on the Mizbeach. Mar says, no. You don't understand. The Mishnah wrote, milta de psikale tani. Milta de lo psikale lok tani. The Mishnah makes a decision to write things that are definitive. We know, for according to everyone, and without consideration of the case, if you lose the chatat, you're mitkaper with another chatat, and then you find the original chatat, it's meta. Doesn't matter. There's no questions asked. It's meta in all circumstances. In a case where you found it prior to being mitkaper with the second chatat, over there, it's not milta de psikole. The Mishnah doesn't have a defined way to go. The Mishnah will have to start drawing distinctions. Well, it depends. According to Rabbi Abba, which one you put on the Mizbeach. According to Rav Huna, it depends whether you asked or didn't ask a shayla. So those will make a difference in terms of the outcomes over here. Therefore, the Mishnah did not address that case. So we're not going to make a diok out of the Mishnah here to say, oh, the diok that the ratio is a case where it's lamita. Had it not been this case, but the other case, it would be tirei ad shisteiv. Yes, but it then doesn't define for you all the details of that situation. Now the Gemara is going to ask the next case. Antanan, mafrish ma'od l'chatat v'abdu, b'frish acharim tachtehem, and then you bring in replacement money, v'achar kach nimtzeu hama'ot. Now you have both piles of money in front of you. Yavi me'elu me'elu chatat. You pool the resources to bring a chatat. V'ashar yipulu nedava, and the remainder are used as motor chatat. Taima timitkaper me'elu me'elu. It's only because you pool the resources that you have motor chatat and it goes on the deva. Ha! If you had chosen me'achad mehem, then yochulu yamamelach. The other one goes to yamamelach. Lo shna mitkaper b'avuda. Lo shna mitkaper she'en avuda. Lo shna mashach. Lo shna lo mashach. The Mishnah makes no distinction in terms of what the case will be then. It doesn't matter whether you have which animal you use, which will be a problem for Rabbi Abba, and it doesn't matter whether you ask the question or not according to Rav Huna. So again, the Gemara wants to know, how come the Mishnah didn't make such a distinction to you, to the Ravayu? It's going to be a problem both for Rav Huna and for Rabbi Abba. When it says, Achanami, Milta de Psikale Ektoni. The Mishnah wrote things that were definitive. It's definitive, which is that when you have the money, and then you find the other money, and you both pools in front of us, we know for sure if you pool the money, that it's a motor nedava if you have any leftover money. There's no questions about that. No matter what the case is, that will be the situation. In a case where you put one set of money on the Mizbeach, and the other monies are left over there, they have to start asking questions. Wait, did you ask for Shaila? Which one did you put on? Which monies did you put on? All of a sudden you have questions. That's milta lo psikole. The Mishnah is not addressing that case. The Mishnah is not dealing with that. Even though that's a deal out of it, the Mishnah didn't get involved with all these details. And that's why it's not going to be a question, because yes, the original case is a simplistic case, and the diuk you make out of it is true. But the diuk, the Mishnah doesn't start to distinguish between which case is, which case isn't, because the Mishnah only deals with defined cases. Very straightforward cases where there are no questions about it. Right, so that's the end of this sugya. We have a machlok between Rav Huna and Rabbi Abba, and the question of who the halacha is like is actually subject to machlok to Rishonim, about the chachamim according to whom is the halacha. Is the halacha chachamim according to Rav Huna, or is the halacha of chachamim according to Rabbi Abba? The machloket between Rav Huna and Rav Abba is about the Chachamim's position. When do they agree to Rabbi? When two chataot are sitting in front of you and you have to make a decision about it, Rabbi over there says it goes to Mita. Chachamim say, no, it goes out to grace. We say, well, the Chachamim's position is limited. It's not as big as you think. Rav Huna limits it to a case where you ask the Shaila. If you did it on your own, problematic. And Rav Abba limits the Chachamim's position to a case where you put the Avuda on the Mizbech. Where you made the Avuda the Chatat. But if you put the Eino Avuda on the Mizbeach, you put the non-lost one on the Mizbeach, then the Avuda remains as a problem for Mita. That's the machloket between them. How do we limit the position of the Chachamim to agree with the Rabbi? Amar Amiyami. It's a new case. And then we'll have the correlate to this case in tomorrow's daf. Here Rabbi Ami talks about a case of Ma'ot, and then we're going to have tomorrow's case, which Rabbi Yoshia will deal with, is a case where he's mafrish two animals themselves. He was mafresh two piles of money, l'achrayut. Before the fact, the chatchila, he's worried about losing one of the piles, so he takes out two piles and he says, this is for my chatat. I'll use one of the piles for my chatat. The remainder will be a guarantee that I have monies for the chatat. And if he is successful bringing the chatat, the other money becomes what's called motar chatat. Mitzkaper b'chad mehem. Then you use one of them for the kapara. V'sheni, you plud in the davah. I'll leave it to man. Now, Rav Ami, who's he making a statement about? Ilim, I'll leave it to Rabbi. He's saying this according to Rabbi Pshita, the Iplun Nidav. Of course, it's Motar Chatat. Ad kan lo kamar Rabbi Eleva Mefrish Liibud. That's only when you're Mefrish it for Liibud of Allah Chrayut, when you're Mefrish it in the beginning, where you don't have anything that was lost, Modeh, he would agree. Rabbi's position is only true when he was Mefrish it to replace a lost animal. But over here, he's not being Mefrish, he's not separating out this money to replace a lost animal, he's from the beginning being Mefrish them, Achrayut, and even there, Rabbi agrees that it doesn't go to Mitah. So what are you going to say? I'll leave it to Rabbanon. Pshitale, Tiplu the Nedavah. Of course, according to Rabbanon, it goes in the Nedavah. Kavach Omer, Hashem Mefrish Tibud, had you used it as a replacement for something that was lost, Amor Rabbanon Lav Kibud, I mean, there, even there they say it doesn't have a din like being lost, and it's your Ad Shistev, it's Motu Nedavah, Achrayut Mibayi. Case where from the beginning he separated two piles of money, you have to tell me about it all? So then, who's Rav Ami coming to explain to us? Whose position is Rav Ami coming to explain to us that we wouldn't have known otherwise? So the Gemara says, it's Aliba de Rabbi Shimon. We use it for the Shita of Rabbi Shimon, it's Bichlei. So who's this Rabbi Shimon? Ma de Tema, we would have thought lately the Rabbi Shimon Nidava. We would have thought Rabbi Shimon doesn't hold of Motar Chatat goes in Nidava at all. Because Rabbi Shimon earlier, we saw him, has chamesh chataot metot. Five chataot are put to death, and that's all Rabbi Shimon has. He just has chataot metot, he has no din of nidava. No case where the monies go to the nidava, to the lota tzibur, he only has, he says, chamesh chataot metot, period. That's it, chataot die. So I would have thought over here, in this case, when he's mafrish ma'ot, lachrayut, that the same thing is true. Ma'udatema, lately the Rabbi Shimon Nidava, and therefore the second pile of money has got to go to Yom HaMelech.
But that's not one of the five.
It is, one of the five cases, Shish Kipru Ba'alei Be'acheret. Ba'anim got Kapra with something else. The Halach L'Moshe Mitzinai is a case of Kipru Ba'alei Be'acheret, period. Question is, how do you apply it? We've only applied it in Avuda until now. We suggest is maybe Rabbi Shimon would apply it even in a case where it's not Avuda. The Gemara's conclusion is like you, yeah, that it only applies by Avuda, and Rabbi Shimon will agree in this case. So Rabbi Shimon, who doesn't have a case in Nidava, would say, even in a situation where he's mafrish, from the beginning, two piles of money, you were mitzkaper with one, the other one goes to mito. Kamash malon de ilay Nidava. That he does have this concept in Nidava in this case. In the case where you're mafrish ma'ot up front, he would agree. That's what Rabbi is coming to teach us. The Rabbi Shimon's opinion is not so extreme as to never have a Nidava. There is a case where he does have a Nidava. Mi matzidamar de late Nidava the Rabbi Shimon. Can you really say that Rabbi Shimon does not hold of this Nidava? I mean, that Rabbi Shimon always thinks chatot or metot. That's none. Shlosha asar shofarot ayu b'migdash. There were 13 stucco boxes in the Migdash. V'yakatuv aleihem. And all those 13 boxes are written. First one, Tiklin Chadatim. Here we're now in the month of Adar, when they used to bring up the Machatzit, the Shekel to Yerushalayim. Tiklin Chadatim means the Shekel Chadash. You bring up your new Machatzit, the Shekel for the new year, you put it into that box. V'atikin, the second box said, Tiklin Atikin, old Machatzit. If you didn't bring your Machatzit, the Shekel in the previous year, you have to make up for it. So you make up for it, you put it in that box. It's not used for this year, obviously, because it's not qualified for this year. But they use that to fix the city of Yerushalayim and to take care of all the repairs in Yerushalayim because those are tiklin atikin. Those are what's called motar lishka, the leftovers of the treasury from the previous year. And those are used towards the benefit of the city. Okay, the Gemara in Mishkalim has arguments between the Tanaim about exactly what you do with these leftovers. Kinim. Person is obligated and michuserei kapara. Someone who is finished with their taro process in the 7 days. On the 8th day, they need to bring a korban. And their korban is actually a pair of birds, an olah and a chatat. He put money in there, and then the kohenim with that purchase olot and chataot in order to clear this person, in order to be mutar, to eat kodashim, and be completely tahor. So you put your money in there, and the assumption is that by the end of the day, the kohenim will put that on mizbeach. We have that principle that the kohenim would never need tatzel. They never left until they put on all those kinim, all those birds on the mizbeach. The fourth box says, v'goz le'olah, this is someone who was mitnadev, a bird for an olah. So you put the money in there, and with that, the kohenim purchase olot, both, and they put it on the mizbeach on behalf of those individuals. The fifth box said, itzim, one donates wood, said they would donate wood to the mizbeach. Put the money in there, and with those proceeds, they purchase wood for the mizbeach. Ulevona, someone who said he was going to donate levona or give levona, so that person puts money in there, and then the kohanim take that levona and they're makrivit on behalf of that individual. Vizahav lekaporet. The last one is monies for kaporet. Kaporet over here refers to the clay kibul, the mizrakot that they used to use to be mekabel adam kli sharet, meaning that he puts money in there in order to purchase kli sharet. And they use those monies when they need to buy new klisha rate or fix the klisha rate. They use the monies from there. Then, sisha l'nedava. There's six remaining boxes there that are l'nedava, meaning that they're extra monies that are used for olot tzibur. What the source of those is the machloket amoraim, what the six are for. One of them says it's keneged batei avot, that there were six shofarot there because there are six batei avot. And every mishmar that comes to work for a week up in the mikdash, to divide it up into six batei avot, six family units, and those, each of those units works one of the days. So you don't want them fighting about who got more olot, who got less olot. Therefore we have these shofarot and we divide it up evenly. We put the tzedakah across the six of them and each one of them uses one of the shofarot for themselves. The reason the kohanim want the olot is because when they put them in the mizbeach, the olot, they get the olot. They're the beneficiaries of the olot. So therefore they would fight about it. So that's why you had six, one for each beit av. The other opinion is it has to do with the animals. There's six different species that you can bring a chatat from. You can bring bakar, teves, from an ace. So all of those were separate items because if you meant to bring a bakar, you don't mean to bring a teves. If you meant to bring a teves, you don't mean to bring an ace. So in all those cases, you have a separate shofar for each type of animal that can be brought as an olah. So that's the reason for these additional six. But you do see about these, and this is what the Gemara continues, b'tani olah. Shishalin and dava olah. Haba mina motarot. Those six are for the residuals of other karbonot that have to come as olot l'tzibur. Sheino ra l'kohanim, divrei Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says that they go on the mizbeach, there are kulo l'Hashem, there are nidvat olah, and the kohanim get nothing from them, not even the skins. Amar lo Rabbi Nechemya, v'amar lo Rabbi Shimon, im kein, batla midrasho shel Yoyada HaKohen. Now you have eliminated this limud of Yoyada HaKohen, d'tanya. Is that midrash derash Yoyada HaKohen? This is the drusha that Yoyada HaKohen made. It says, Hashem hu v'chule, lavi kol davar abam mimotar. Hashem hu, it comes to teach you that anything that comes from a leftover mimotar, chataot v'shamot, anything that is from leftover chataot or leftover shamot, yikach v'damav olot, purchase with the proceeds olot, abasar l'Hashem, and v'orod l'kohanim. How do you have an Hashem that both belongs to Hashem and that belongs to the Kohanim? You have an Hashem that belongs to Hashem and the Kohanim when you bring on an Olah on the Mizbeach, because then the Olah that goes on the Mizbeach, the entire Olah goes l'Hashem. The skins go to the Kohanim, so they have a shared benefit in this animal, and therefore you have an Hashem that changes into an Olah. The Hashem that changes into Olah Tzibor is from Otar Chadat. So over here, who was the author of that position? V'amila Rabbi Shimon. That was Rabbi Shimon, who says that Yoyada Kohen was doresh this way. And Rabbi Shimon is saying that there are these shofarot of nidava that are for motar chatat and motar asham. So you see, according to Rabbi Shimon, there is a motar chatat that ends up as an olat nidava. So how could you ever have a havamina that no motar chatat according to Rabbi Shimon that goes in nidava? Everything's the mita. That's not true. You have him here in a mishnah from Shkalim that is modified by this breito. And you see that he does say such. Alma itle nidava the Rabbi Shimon. You see that Rabbi Shimon does have such a concept. It's true. What does Rabbi Shimon say there is a chatat, motor chatat, is used for an olah, goes to olat nidava? That's only when there's one item involved here. Aval betray sidre, lo. But if there were two animals involved here, that would not be the case, kamash v'lon. That's what we're teaching. Rabbi is teaching us in Rabbi Shimon that even when there are two animals involved here, you still have a motor that goes in the deva. The difference being that in the case from Shkalim, there was only one animal. And you had too much money for that one animal. You had one pile of money that you can use for an animal. You had just too much money. The extra money, that'll be given over to the deva tzibor. There, Rabbi Shimon agrees. But here we had two piles of money. Maybe Rabbi Shimon there says, no. That's a chatat shekibru ba'aleh be'achad. The remaining monies have to be put the mitah, meaning below the me'am ha'melech. You can't have a motor nidava in that case. Along comes Rami to say, when you pick out originally for that, then the one pile goes to be kaparad, the other pile then is a motor nidava, as if you had pulled the money together, and it becomes like a motor chatat, even according to Rabbi Shimon. All right, tomorrow we'll continue. Rav Oshio discusses this exact case, where he's mafrish two behemot, achrayut, instead of being mafrish two piles of money, the achrayut.